Welcome to Your Daily Dose with Bob and Nick. It's Bob. All great superheroes have compelling origin stories. Today, Nick and I give you a glimpse at ours. It's an epic tale of how we went from virtual strangers to good friends over the course of 4 years. Little did we know in 2019 how this relationship would evolve and change both of our lives. It's a very good thing, and now we're happy to share the story with you. Enjoy. Hey, you know something that's cool? When my oldest was in town, Devin, we got together with you and your youngest.
Yeah, Jay. That was fun.
And we had pizza and hung out and had conversation at Sir Costa's Pizza in, I think it's in Winter Springs or Castlebar.
Yeah, it's right around here somewhere.
But good food, good conversation. Good first time for me meeting Jay.
Yeah.
Who was shy, but had a hidden punch. Like they know exactly when to say what they need to say, and otherwise they don't.
Yeah.
You know, which is kind of that's something that I think Devin and I lack. the prudence of holding back. We just say everything, and then the things that have a punch kind of get lost in the rest of it.
I mean, I'd like to think that they take after me because I'm the timing person. Like, I will say a lot of stuff, but I'm trying to do it strategically.
And they are as well. And I have to tell you, looking at that face, what a perfect splice of you and Barb. Honestly, it's and thankfully a little bit more towards Barb.
You know,
and guess what? It's just I think that's the benefit. I'm hoping that that carries through both of your kids.
Yeah, 100%.
That
should
so
not take after me.
No, because I'm looking at your face right now, and I love your face. You know that, right?
Yeah,
so
but it took you 3 years to fall in love with his face. It grew on you.
I actually kind of liked it the first time I saw it.
Well, because I was hilarious.
And the first time I met you, I took you too seriously.
Yeah.
And part of it was you knew production and you knew how to create a radio show and you knew all this stuff. And you invited me into this, in my mind, very complicated world that I knew nothing about. So I am this little, you know, baby swaddled and in your arms being carried into WPRK.
I want to Photoshop this
and
photo.
And then I'm basically at your mercy and not knowing what you're going to do. But then when you started asking me questions, I started to go, I thought this guy wrong.
Yeah.
I did not get it right.
Yeah.
And then also when I saw the things that you wrote around the episode, I was like, all right, we're friends now. And so that was the start of our friendship. That was me going, all right, I can hang out with this guy. And ever since then, I've grown to learn how far you are from that first impression that I had of you as this guy who got a radio show and, you know, he's inviting me on, you know, to someone who's gregarious and fun and playful and really does want to get the most out of the people that he brings in. You shine a light on people really well.
Well, I think that's important if you want to pretend to be serious. If you want people to think that you're serious, even though you're not, you have to go through sort of these iterations. Like it used to be, you could say, well, I have a blog, but that's meaningless. And then you could say, well, I have a podcast. Well, obviously
everybody has a podcast.
But if you can volunteer at a radio station, even for like an hour or two a week, and you can say, hey, I have a radio show, that still sounds official.
Boom, credibility.
Yeah.
But you know something? You've been kind of leveraging your interests to connect with interesting people kind of like a lot of your adult life.
Oh, forever.
And it works.
Yeah.
Because not only are you getting access to these cool, interesting people, you're giving the rest of the world access through the microphone.
I am a connector.
Truth.
Yeah.
I believe that is true. And I think it's actually amplified.
I almost said
more.
That with like confidence.
Do you not really feel that?
I do. You know what was interesting? I haven't produced this part yet, but I don't know if you remember this. I was going to bring this up anyway. But when me and Jay were talking, and Jay was talking about sort of the imposter syndrome that he has. And I was like, yeah, I mean, everybody who's self-aware is, you know, obviously has this lack of confidence about what they're actually doing. And you're like, I don't. And I'm like, oh, my God. Like, of course.
I don't.
Of course there's potential to actually, like, well, I think what it was for me is that, obviously, I've just felt that way my entire life.
And you assumed that it was a foregone conclusion that you're always going
to
feel
has, it. That you have to feel that way. But I think from a cultural standpoint, too, like, you see characters, whether Liz Lemon in 30 Rock, right? Mm-hmm. Like, she knew how to do her job, but it always seemed like she wasn't confident in that.
Like Gary Shandling, this is a big story, again, coming through Bob Odenkirk, of how he was so brilliant, but he was so insecure about everything that he couldn't enjoy it. And here's my recommendation, my thought on this, and it goes like this. Believe the evidence, okay? Not the voices inside your head, the voices outside your head, okay? Believe the evidence, because how I've become to not feel like an imposter is watching how the world actually responds to what I'm actually doing.
Yeah.
And they say, well, if this action produces that response, then I am actually that response. And I don't care what the words are. I reject the words most of the time because I don't want people saying flowery words about who I am. I don't know that any of them capture what I actually am. But I believe that I'm good at what I do. I believe that people like me and like the product that I put out there. And although I have times when I feel raging insecurity, for the most part, I feel like this is it. And I feel like you're getting more there. I really do. I feel like more time that you spend out there seeing people and seeing how they react to you and seeing how even after the events that you participate in, the love that they throw you away, it's real. It's you gotta accept that as much, if not more, than the stuff inside your head and the naysayers. Da-dum, boom, psh, lesson done.
Hey, it's Nick. Thanks for listening. Lesson done, but this is one I'm going to be processing for a long time. Instead of fake it till you make it, what Bob is suggesting here is believe the hype. Specifically the hype that people send towards you. Assume that if people are laughing at your jokes, it's because you're funny. If they're buying into your ideas, it's because you're good at strategy. If they're moved by your words or your images, you're an excellent writer or artist. Man, Bob is good. Have a great day.